time for food here on KNKX, and it'll be outdoor grilling season soon, but that won't matter for KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson and 88.5's Dick Stein. They like to cook their steaks indoors. But as we hear on Food for Thought, the ways they put the crust on are seriously different.
Stein, it's been so dreadful out all winter. The last thing we want to do is go out and grill. So what we've been doing a lot of is making steaks inside in a cast iron skillet.
You know, even in good weather, I've kind of sworn off grilling a steak outdoors. Not that we have a steak all that often, maybe two or three times a year. But recently, I tried a whole new indoor steak cooking technique. Well, at least new to me. I think it's been around for quite a while, called the reverse sear, where you put the steak in the oven at very low temperature, about 250 degrees. In the case of the one I was using, it took about 40 minutes, checking with an instant read thermometer for the degree of doneness you want, and then finishing it in a cast iron skillet, screaming hot, to put a nice crust on it. And there's a bonus doing it this way, too, in that you don't have to let the steak rest, which means that it still has this nice crispy crust on it, doesn't soften while it's waiting to reabsorb the juices.
I've tried that reverse sear method. It works great if you're having people over for dinner and you're making steak, but you're looking at least 45 minutes to have those steaks cooking at that low temperature, and then you pull them out and sear them in the hot pan. But if you do it the way we do, which is just heat a cast iron skillet, as you say, till it's screaming hot, you want to preheat your oven to about 425 degrees, start it on the stove in a dry pan. You don't need anything in it.
And the steak doesn't stick to the dry pan?
No, it does not. We like to use a spatula to flatten the steak to make certain it gets a good crust on it. Cook it for a couple of minutes on each side and then finish it in the oven.
So you're going to put a crust on the steak first. You're going to sear it first, put it in the oven, and do what? Just wait, test it with a...
Yeah, you just wait for about 6 minutes for medium rare. So, I mean, this whole procedure, other than heating the pan in advance, which you need to do, and preheating the oven, takes far less time than the slow cooking method. I think there's very little difference between searing it first or searing it second.
Well, I have to admit that I did like the results, but they weren't all that different from one of the few times when I could actually get the timing right. What I mostly like about the reverse searing method is that I don't have to wonder too much about whether it's too done or too rare. As for time, it actually took longer than the 40 minutes it sat in the oven because I started it the day before. I salted and peppered the steak and then left it on that rack in the refrigerator uncovered to dry out the surface a little bit more. I don't mind working a little bit in advance because steak is something we never have on the spur of the moment. It's a special occasion for us when we do that.
We eat steaks pretty regularly, though. So for us, that quick thing works better. The other thing about the reverse sear, I would certainly do, is if we were having friends over for dinner and making steaks indoors, that's a great way of making, say, 4 or 6 steaks at one time at that low temp. And then you can just sear them real quick, a minute or two on each side.
Now, the only other thing about doing this reverse sear method is you can't do it with a thin steak. It's got to be one of those thick babies, 1.5 inches at least.
But when you get a big steak like that, there can be leftovers, and you can make a nice steak salad the next day.
Or a steak sandwich. I like to slice it cold and then put it on buttered toast with salt and pepper.
Now we're talking.
What's your favorite thing to have with your steak?
Oven fries.
I like a nice crisp salad, and on the way home, I'll stop at a certain fast food restaurant and get a giant bag of fries, which I'll then reheat in a dry wok.
For real?
Yeah, seriously, it's good.
That's a really good idea.
Give it a shot, Nancy. You'll thank me. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Medium rare, please.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Yes, I do want fries with that.
Stein.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR1.